On today's Smart 7, Armgardaí for Dublin City Centre killed over a rainbow flag and lots more. It's Wednesday the 23rd of August. It's National Sponge Cake Day and happy birthday, Tanya Ramsey.
The Smart 7. It's news, but not the news.
Dublin has been in the news for all the wrong reasons recently, with a spate of violent attacks against tourists over the last few weeks. But the government is finally making a move to improve security in the capital with the introduction of a new policing plan for the city. And it could include the use of Armgardaí on patrol in the city centre. Speaking on Tuesday, the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, said that any development of an armed unit will be up to the Garda Commissioner.
This is about making sure that there is a response there, that people are reassured that those bodies are there and available to respond to any incident that might arise. But the vast majority of this funding will go towards Gardaí out on the beat. It will go towards our equine, our canine units. It will go towards, as I've said, specialist days, but also making sure that the public order unit in particular is there, is available and is visible to the public.
In July, Minister McEntee had announced the extra funding of €10 million for the Gardaí, with 20% of that going towards additional public order patrolling in the city centre. This will fund more than 16,500 extra policing hours per month for Dublin city centre to help tackle antisocial behaviour and street drug dealing. This is her response when asked if she thinks Dublin is a safe place.
I think Dublin as a whole is still a safe place, and I stand by that. Yes, there are concerns, yes, there are issues. I don't think we are any different to any major city across Europe, across the water in the US. It's how we respond to those issues.
Scotland is in the middle of a drugs crisis, as a new report shows that the death rate from any drugs in Scotland is three times higher than that of England and the highest rate of any country in Europe. Data shows that over 1,000 people died in 2022. That's down on the previous year, but legendary Scottish author and creator of Trainspotting, Irvine Welsh, says the government has got to take action.
Governments have to get a grip on this, and governments have to realise their power, and they have to start to stop this insidious social engineering that's going on, that's imprisoning people.
The new figures come a year after the then First Minister Nicola Sturgeon announced a national mission to stop the epidemic. Chief Executive of addiction charity Favour UK, Anne-Marie Ward, said the situation on the ground is pretty grim.
The lack of help, the lack of access and choice of services, it's, you know, to the families who are desperately seeking help for their loved ones, it's nothing short of catastrophic. That's the only word I could use.
We hear a lot about the G7 economic group, but not as much about its Southern Hemisphere-based counterpart, BRICS. It's composed of Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa, and its combined GDP rivals that of the Northern Hemisphere G7. BRICS leaders began a summit in South Africa on Tuesday, which was addressed remotely by Russian President Putin, who didn't travel because of the outstanding international arrest warrant for war crimes in Ukraine. South Africa's ambassador to BRICS is Anon Suklali, and he says the aim of the summit is to demonstrate the power of the alliance as it looks to expand.
The world has changed dramatically since we founded the United Nations system and the WTO. All of these institutions need reforming, and we are saying that the reform process must take into account the position and voices of the Global South.
Russia's war in Ukraine has caused tension in the alliance, and Ukrainian MP Kira Rudok says they'd like to see more support for the member countries of the group.
Ideally, we would want BRICS countries to start sending us weapons and to support us, but we also understand that this is unlikely, and so the minimum plan would be to have them involved, and at least we don't help or support Putin.
There's been a sharp rise in transphobia and homophobia across the United States, with right-wing media fueling a trans panic that has seen anti-trans legislation brought in by various states. There's also been a backlash against corporate sponsors for involvement with Pride Month, and now matters appear to have escalated even further. Laura Ann Carlton was shot and killed outside her business in Southern California over the display of a Pride flag outside her store. The man suspected of killing her was later shot by police. Her daughter Ari spoke to CNN about her mother and her determination to support the LGBTQ community.
She was so fearless, and any negative reaction, she just powered through. The flags had been torn down before by different individuals, and she always went and ordered an even larger flag in response and put it up. So I admire her, and I'm so proud of her, and I know that she passed standing up for something that she believed in.
So to come on the Smart 7, Rashida gets ready to run and an award-winning joke right after this.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back.
Wednesday, we'll see Irish runner Rashida Adeleke compete in the final of the women's 400 metres race at the World Athletics Championships in Budapest. She is the first Irish sprint finalist of the World Championships for 14 years, and it looks like she's a real contender for a place on the podium. The Tella native, who has knocked almost a second and a half off the 400 metre Irish record in the last year, ran a sub 50 second race and came second in her semi-finals on Sunday night. Rashida Adeleke spoke after the race about how to keep a cool head before Wednesday's finals.
Just run. Honestly, like, you know, it's only a big deal if you make it a big deal. I want to do well. People around me want me to do well. And I feel like making it a bigger deal than it is not going to help that. So try to stay calm and treat it like another race.
The Edinburgh Fringe Festival has just wrapped up, which means it's time for the Funniest Joke Award. It's an annual competition sponsored by TV channel Dave, and here's this year's winning gag.
I used to date a zookeeper, but it turned out he was a cheater.
Sounds more like a dad joke than a Dave joke. Our favourite joke came from one of the runners-up South London comedian Siska, who says, when women gossip, we get called bitchy. When men do it, it's called a podcast. The originator of the winning joke, Lorna Rose Treen, told BBC Breakfast she was a surprise to anyone.
It's such a silly joke, and I think every year a real like Christmas cracker style joke wins. So it's just such a privilege.
There's nothing better than a good burger, is there? Well, there might be. They're making a good burger too. In case you're not a student or a 90s teenager, Good Burger was a 1997 Nickelodeon movie that turned into a cult classic. Now, 26 years later, Keenan and Kel are putting back on the aprons and the hairnets and getting ready for a sequel. It'll be ready for collection on Paramount Plus in November.
Oh, hey, Jackson!
You almost car-burgered me to death.
The new adventures of Ed and Dex starts now!
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can we take your order?
You've been listening to The Smart 7. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 a.m. Hit that follow button and have a great day.
Give us 7 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
ACAST helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. ACAST.com.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.